I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A convoy of over 100 Christians, including over 15 families, will leave Afghanistan and make a new life in Pakistan. Bruce Allen of FMI says the Taliban has already begun to threaten Afghan churches. The convoy is being led by a pastor who serves 10 house churches around the country.
Javid, who is an Islamic seminary scholar. So he's studying to be the big fish in Islam, you know, that he could issue fatwas against people and, you know, things like that. And while he was at university studying on that track, his life was turned around when one of our FMI partners shared the gospel with him.
You can help this convoy by donating transportation expenses, food and lodging costs, and settlement assistance. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Ask God to give this convoy strength and pray he would frustrate the plans of any who would stop them. And music holds a special place in the lives of many Africans. Unathi Sithole, host of the TWR Africa Show Worship Connection, tells us.
When we're going through trials and tribulations as Africans, music is sort of our first stop. In trials, we travailing through music. When there is a joyful moments happening in our lives, we express that through music. You know, just on an ordinary day, going through the day, music happens to be a big part of that experience.
Worship Connection can be heard throughout most of the African continent. It features African Christian music as well as interaction with listeners. The show aims to reach people who are curious about Christianity and also to encourage believers. Look for links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.